Zach, thanks for joining the show today. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. You know, we were just kind of really appreciating you coming on and hoping we could talk about some Colts as they just got that first win and, of course, are playing Monday Night Football this week, which is exciting. So we're going to go ahead and dive right into that. So, I mean, the Colts got their first win this Sunday versus Miami. So, like, among the players and the franchise, do you think it was their attitude after that first win? It was like, we're happy we won, but we think it maybe took too long to get our first win. Or is it more just like happy that they got their first win and ready to try and get more this season?
Yeah, I think, you know, as Frank Reich, the head coach, said it, it was time. Like, sometimes you just got to win and get that taste out of your mouth of the opposite, really. They hadn't won since week 17 last year against Jacksonville. It's been a while. They lost a heartbreaker in the playoffs and had three straight to start the year. And they just needed to know that they're doing it the right way and the system works. And if you just keep at it, you'll get a win. And they had a lot of, you know, made a lot of good strides. They got a pass rush. Carson Wentz started to show what he can do. Jonathan Taylor went over 100 yards for the first time this season. Like, they're starting to look more like the Colts. Now, they made a lot of mistakes, and they've got to clean some stuff up. But, you know, sometimes that's what you need. You need to play a bad team, and the Dolphins are a bad team. And you need to beat them up, and you need to do what you do. And I think that'll give them sort of an infusion of confidence because they're going to play a much better team Monday night in Baltimore.
Yeah, and like you were saying, they were kind of starting to look like the Colts a little more. Do you think overall that we have seen Carson Wentz improve his play this year, or do you think it's kind of more of a whole team has started to improve, so it's kind of making Carson Wentz look better as he's able to play a little better? Or what do you think, who do you think's been improving so far?
Yeah, I mean, we're not going to see what Carson Wentz can do until they get this line figured out. Like, they just got to get this offensive line going, and that means getting Braden Smith back and eventually Quentin Nelson back, because the whole offense runs through that line. It's the engine behind what they want to do with the football. And it's going to affect Carson. It's going to affect Nyheim Hines and Jonathan Taylor and the receivers and the tight ends and everything. So, you know, you saw flickers of what this guy can do, and he can do some special stuff. They really haven't had a quarterback who can do what he can do since Andrew Luck was here in 18. So, start to get some guys back on the line and start to protect and give that guy some time. You'll see some double moves, some deep shots, some exciting football, to be honest. So, you know, Wentz is getting there. The ankles are almost back to 100%. So, you know, this guy keep getting better as long as they protect him.
Yeah, and I mean, I think so far this season, one thing we really haven't seen is very many deep shots or kind of big plays like that. But it will definitely be exciting once we can see them. And, you know, speaking about that offensive line so far, of course, they've been hit with injuries. I mean, Quentin Nelson, he's missing some games. But do you think Braden Smith might be back for next game on Monday night?
Yeah, I would probably say probably not, but there's a chance. He's not going to practice today, but he is going to work out sort of on the field next to the team. So there's a possibility he's out there Friday and Saturday. Remember, this is a weird week since they're playing Monday. They'll practice Thursday, Friday, Saturday this week, walk through Sunday, and then fly to Baltimore. So there's a chance. I would say probably not, but, man, if they could get him back, that would be a huge boost.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely want to see that as a, like you were talking about earlier, I mean, it just all starts with the line and really helps out overall. And last week versus the Dolphins, we saw Jonathan Taylor go for over 100 yards, and that's something we hadn't really seen. The running game hadn't really developed that well. Either they weren't just really going to it that much, or they, when they did, it wasn't working that well. But they finally did get it to start moving the ball down the field. Do you think we'll see them go to him more and try and get more rushing yards like that?
Yeah, I would. Wouldn't you? I mean, he's a stud. And if you give him a little bit of a hole, he'll make a big run. And this team thrives on the run game like no team I've covered. I mean, they just need it to go. They need Taylor to go. They need Hines to go. And it sets up the play action with Wentz. And it really is how do you control the game when you want to keep a guy off the field like Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, and I mean, we know he can make such big plays as he's so talented. And, you know, personally, I've always been kind of a fan of that pound-the-ground football, run the ball down the field. So seeing the Colts being able to get that going would be great. But, I mean, talking about kind of that running back situation, of course, the Colts and Marlon Mack kind of agreed on a trade for him. But last week we saw him get kind of more carries than normal, and he even had more carries than Nyheim Hines. Do you think they're just kind of trying to boost his trade stock so they can get more back, or kind of what do you think they're doing with that?
No, that's bad ball if you do that. You don't play a guy with the thought of a trade. You play a guy because you think he can help you win the football game, and I think that's where they're at with him. There were certain packages Marlon Mack was in, and Hines wasn't in, and Jalen Taylor wasn't in. And Mack ran well. I mean, he gave him something, and he gave him something against the Rams in week two before he was inactive the following week. So it's really like a strange setup because they both agreed that a trade is probably in the best interest of both. However, he can still play. He's still in on this team. He's still practicing hard. He can still give them value. So, you know, as of right now, I would imagine there's not a huge market for him. If the Patriots only got a sixth for Stephon Gilmore, and he's one of the best corners in the league when he's healthy, I can't imagine the Colts would get much better offer than that. So he might be here for a little while.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was just one of those things that fans were seeing and kind of wondering what was up with that. But, you know, going to next week, playing that Monday night football game, do you kind of – the Colts get the long week, an extra day from the last time they played the game. Do you think that's kind of needed, will help them out going into this game playing the 3-1 Ravens?
Yeah, I think you need it. I think you need to get healed up, and I think it's going to give Carson another day, another couple days. You know, the players had Wednesday off, which is very strange during the season, and they're back at it today. But, you know, this is a team that needs to get healthy. I don't need to tell you guys that. If you follow the team, they've been banged up, man. Darius's ankle and Quentin's foot and everything. So they need it, and this is a big stage for them on Monday night. I mean, this is going to be national TV for the first time for Wentz with this team, and it's a great opportunity for a team that struggled to really show what they can be, because we haven't seen that yet this year.
Yeah, and then kind of looking at that Ravens team, I mean, of course, going into this season, they had injuries at running back, and kind of people thought maybe they weren't going to be as good, but then Lamar Jackson's come out, lead them. He's, of course, their leading passer, as he's the QB1, but also their leading rusher so far on the season, but he's always been known to kind of be able to run the ball, a dual threat quarterback. I mean, do you think the Colts defense will be able to handle those challenges presented by Lamar Jackson? Because the defense overall has kind of played better, but I mean, that's a tough player to scheme for.
Yeah, it is. And they better be ready. If they're not, they're going to lose. It's really simple. I mean, they shut him down last year in a game in the first half. They really controlled the game. And in the second half, Lamar had two lengthy scoring drives, and he basically dominated. So, you know, they figured out for a half they could do it, and then the Ravens took over. So, you know, this team, when it's playing well on defense, they do one thing really well. They stop the run, and that includes quarterbacks. The secondary hasn't been right all year, but they've been pretty good against the run this season. You know, I'm not going to knock them too much for giving up 100 yards to Derrick Henry because he's a monster, but so the bottom line is, if you don't stop the run against the Ravens, you're going to lose. And Lamar is a much better thrower than people give credit for, so they're going to have to balance that as well. But, you know, we talked to DeForest Buckner today, and it's really just about assignment. Just do your assignment. Trust the guy next to you will do his, and you'll have a chance. And I think if the Colts come out and stuff the run early, they're going to have a chance. They can hang with them.
Yeah, all right. Well, Zach, we really appreciate you here coming in on the show today, kind of giving some Colts information for us and answering some questions. So thanks a lot for coming on today.
Hey, thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Thanks, you too.